Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Tom and Christy Lundell made the decision for him to be a full-time stay-at-home dad and part-time student, homeschooling their two oldest children for 13 years. Tom says, "My heart for teaching and love of family merged together. I treasure those years," he says, "of imparting God's truth along with teaching the traditional academics. My emphasis was teaching my children godly character." Speaking about godly character, godly parenting, godly living, much of this comes down to our relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, in Christ who loves you so much. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. Jesus was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the Christ who lives, the resurrected Jesus, calls you to himself, even as he has touched the heart and life of Christy and Tom Lundell, Suzanne Maurer, and myself. Tom Lundell has been a worship leader for the past 23 years, first with a church plant in Hawaii's Manoa Valley at Hope Chapel Life Spring in East Oahu. Tom and Christy have 5 children. This is a pre-recorded interview that Suzanne Maurer had with Tom. Sit back, enjoy, and we'll be back with a few more comments.
For the Good Life Radio program today, we have as our guest Tom Lundell, and I can't thank you enough for coming in, Tom. Welcome.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Tom, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small farm community in Minnesota. Cannon Falls was the name of the town, and had a great experience growing up there.
What was it like? Was it like Mayberry RFD?
Not too far away. Not too far away. I mean, there was definitely that sense that everyone knew everyone else, and you definitely felt a part of something as you walked down the street, as you went to the stores, as you went to church. Everybody was very friendly, and it was a great place to grow up, and my family's still there. My folks are still there.
Population when you grew up?
When I was there, when I left there in 1989, the population was 2,600 people.
That is small town.
That is small town.
Who probably influenced you the most in your childhood?
Well, I definitely would have to say my parents. Absolutely them. They both were believers, and they raised my brother, sister, and myself to be believers as well, just to trust in God, and growing up going to church every Sunday and praying together and reading the Bible together.
You mentioned brother. Do you have other siblings?
So I have one brother and one sister, and I'm the oldest of the three.
Well, when we were off air, it just warmed my heart to hear you say that your father is your best friend. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Absolutely. You know, when I moved here in 1989, you know, I was a young man, single, and you know, I thought about my dad, and I thought about, you know, I need someone that has wisdom, has character, has so many strong things that in my life, and I need that person regularly. And it was difficult moving away and being away from family. And so having him as my spiritual guide, and as I entered into different seasons of life, becoming a husband, becoming a father, having him give me his wisdom during those seasons as well was invaluable. So,
oh, thank you. I think that's wonderful. Now, my next question would be, how did you become a Christian? And yet it sounds like you've known Christ your whole life.
I have. I definitely knew who Jesus was, never doubted for a moment that he existed. But I do know that there was a special time in my life where a friend from school was one of the local pastors' sons, and they started coming to, he started coming to our school, and he would carry around this book. No one else would carry around the Bible.
Your friend.
My friend. And even though I grew up in a church that, you know, I didn't have the habit of carrying around my Bible, and but he was bold enough to carry his to school. And yet when he sat down at a table, oftentimes people would get up and leave because, you know, here he had his Bible and was prayed before his meals. And I said to myself, I gotta get to know this guy, see what's, mm-hmm. what he's all about, you know, what makes him unapologetic, if you will, when it comes to, having his Bible in school. Yeah. And,
now tell me again, what grade level?
I was, at the time, I was a sophomore. He was a junior in high school.
Okay, so high school.
Right.
Okay.
And so I sat down with him one lunch and asked him about it. And he said, yeah, this is very important to me, and I there's no reason to hide it. And we became friends, and there was an evangelist. I wish I could recall his name, but he was visiting and speaking at their church. And he said, you know, I think it would be something you'd enjoy listening to. And that's when I really fully understood what it meant to have a personal relationship. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's one thing to say you believe and understand that God exists and, you know, all the wonderful things he does. But to really make the personal decision was that, that's when I made that decision, was at 15.
So it shifted more from a religion to a relationship.
That's a good description. Yeah.
Now, how did your parents react to that?
Oh, they were overjoyed. You know, I think that they trusted and prayed for that moment to come. You know, growing up, we grew up in the Lutheran church, and mm-hmm. you know, they teach all the right things that you would want from, you know, studying the Word, but it was just, again, it was just kind of graduating to say, you know, the next part of that journey is to say, you know, he's your personal Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been through some tough times? And if so, how did the Lord get you through them?
Yes, I have been through tough times, you know, whether it be the loss of someone dear or to challenges in the work that I've done over the years. And the Lord has seen me through. One, probably the best example is how he uses other people. You know, it's just that they come alongside you. I had mentioned my father earlier.
Yes.
Definitely was a source during those times. My mother as well. And I would say just recalling just words and things that my grandparents even shared over the years. And my wife has also been that special person. So that, I think the Lord uses that, you know, uses others so powerfully to bring that encouragement when you need it most.
Now, you mentioned your wife.
Yeah.
Was she a Christian when you married?
She was. She was. Actually, she was attending a church, Hope Chapel, Kaneohe. And when we first met, she asked, you know, where are you going to church? And I'll be honest, I had recently moved to Hawaii, and I hadn't really made it a really strong effort to find a home church. And she said, you know, you should come visit the church I go to. And been attending Hope Chapels ever since that day.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
What would you say are you the most passionate about?
I would first say my relationship with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to reflect that in my music and in my daily walk. Very passionate about, you know, my relationship with my wife and my children.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be there for them.
Well, Suzanne, you've really, with Tom, covered a lot of ground. Of course, in his life, he's taken us from childhood, high school years, to where he is today. But it seems like his relationship with God really began to crystallize. I'm speaking of it in a positive way. And it's been lived out in his life with his family.
Oh, absolutely. And then along with it, I just love the picture in my mind of him in high school and seeing this friend who he didn't really know well sitting with his Bible and other people avoiding him. And he decides he wants to sit with him and find out, who is this guy and what's this all about? Why is he so open with this?
So there's something about courageous faith.
Yes, I like
yes,
that.
Yes, people make fun. Yes, people are unresponsive. Yes, people hold arm's length away from that. But there's something in it for some of us who see a person's courage to stand for what they believe. It could be stand for anything, really. It elicits a certain level of respect or admiration, but especially now in this case for God.
Well, and in high school, that's the other thing I like. This wasn't in college or later, but this is in high school.
You know what? I thought, you know, as an evangelist, hearing him say, well, you know, I wish I could remember that evangelist's name.
Yes. Was it you?
That ought to be the beauty of every evangelist who preaches.
Yes.
That the listeners don't even remember us. But that they come to know Christ.
Amen.
When we come back from our break, more from Tom Lundell, a man who's, he and his wife decided he will homeschool their oldest children. He did it for 13 years. He's a worship leader at Hope Chapel. He mentioned Hope Chapel. Hey, we've had Ralph and Ruby Moore.
I was thinking he should hear this.
Yeah, Ralph and Ruby Moore, who have had such a great, vast impact from all the Hope Chapels all across the world.
Yes.
And here's one of those who attended Hope Chapel, he and his wife, Christy. More with Suzanne Maurer and Tom Lundell, that special interview, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tom Lundell counts it a great honor, a great privilege from God to be able to speak into other children's lives through the homeschooling co-ops that he and his children were a part of as he homeschooled them, his two older children, for 13 years. And he shared his love of music, drama, speech, and other creative arts. Tom Lundell, a worship leader today, and you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, and we're grateful that you're with us today. This is a pre-recorded interview that Suzanne had with Tom. You can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Suzanne Maurer, well, you know, she really loves people. And here's the wonderful thing. She loves God so much because of his love for her. She shares the love of Christ wherever she goes. You can hear it as she's talking with Tom. We'll be back. Suzanne and I will be back to share a little bit more of some moments of reflection as she speaks with Tom in this pre-recorded interview. Enjoy.
What would you say are you the most passionate about?
I would first say my relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to reflect that in my music and in my daily walk. Very passionate about, you know, my relationship with my wife and my children. Mm-hmm. I want to be there for them every moment I can. Some 15 years ago now, I chose to homeschool and was on that journey with my kids for 13 years.
Now, wait, am I catching this correctly? Mm-hmm. You, Dad, are going to homeschool.
I made that decision. As a family, made that decision. Yes, it was me, Dad, who was the homeschooling teacher. I met some terrific families over all those years that helped support that effort. But true, I was one of a rare few dads that were members of that.
Tom, we should let our listening audience know that we're talking about 5 children.
Yes.
Were you homeschooling all 5? Basically?
In different stages, I'd say yes, but, you know, that was the main effort as far as the curriculum-based things were my oldest two, mm-hmm. And then my younger ones as they were home before they started school, the school age, when they went to kindergarten. So mainly the oldest two I did, and felt like it was the season, at least for now, had come to mm-hmm. a close, and I was, you know, blessed with that privilege and honor. And like I said earlier, meeting a lot of people through those years and partnering with them in the education of children and seeing them grow in areas of their gifts. And it was an awesome, awesome experience.
Now, where was Mom? Where was your wife?
So Mom was had the role, the some would say untraditional role, that she was the one that was out there earning the money that supported our family's opportunity to be a homeschooling family. Mm-hmm. And so she, for the last 17-plus years, has been in the medical industry selling medical devices mm-hmm. for less invasive procedures, yeah.
Now, what about the kids now? Are they in a Are they in school now?
Yes, they are
so
all in public school.
The younger three, you are not homeschooling.
Correct. Correct.
How was their adjustment, their transition from homeschooling into a regular school setting?
All of the children adjusted well. My oldest two, I had homeschooled from kindergarten to eighth grade, and then he went to Kaiser High School. He was ready, mm-hmm. and you know, we had those 9 years together were powerful years. Mm-hmm. But we were both ready, mm-hmm. ready for him to take on that next season of life. He really wanted the opportunity to play for a school, to have an alma mater, to share his talent in basketball. And so that's what he was able to do. It was helped part of the state championship team, the first state championship team at Kaiser.
This is in basketball?
In basketball, yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch that, too, and to meet a lot of people and become a part of a new community, you know, by going into that.
And school. What about second son?
Second son, I homeschooled as well through eighth grade, and then now he is a sophomore at Kaiser.
Okay. If you were to have to narrow it down to a favorite scripture.
It is very difficult to
do. I know that. I can sense that. What would possibly be a favorite scripture for you?
I would have to say, for me, I love Ephesians 5, where it talks about to encourage others by using psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And I would also point to Psalms where it talks about that the praises will always be on my lips.
Mm-hmm.
And those two are foundational for me. It's like, how can one not be in a position at any moment of any time to not have praises on their lips? And it doesn't always have to pour out with instruments in the background,
mm-hmm.
but really it's just a heart that says that I desire to praise and worship the Lord. And so those are the two, Psalm 34 and Ephesians 5, that I really keep close to me. And obviously all of them speak to my heart. So
I think we should share with our listeners that you're the worship leader at It's Hope Chapel Manoa.
Hope Chapel. I was at Hope Chapel Manoa. And now for the last 7+ years, it's been Hope Chapel LifeSpring. Yeah.
Tell us about your musical gift.
Back in, let me start this way. You know, my grandparents, especially on my mom's side, and my mom and dad, I mean, there was always music in the house. My mom gave me a love for just sitting down to a piano and trying to make music as best we could. And
did she play?
She did by ear. And I was able to grab that gift from her, and I'm seeing it come out in my own children now, so it was definitely something handed down. I did take formal lessons, but I really, over the years, relied on my ability to play by ear. And as I mentioned, the singing was, I remember my grandmother, my mom's mom, anytime I stayed over there, I would awaken every morning to a song. And it would be fresh eggs and bacon and a song. And, like I said, my mom too, she would often wake us up for school with a song. And so all of the love for music was always there. And I remember being a very young age and attempting to write songs. You know, I just think about an experience I was going through, and I'd write a song or two. And
are we talking teenage years? No, or
even younger? Sure,
even younger.
Sure. I'm 5, 6 years old. You know, the age of my youngest son. He's 7 now, and he's starting to write songs. And I remember that age too. But my songs at the time were more nonsense songs, you know, just silly songs.
For fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun, and but not really any heart substance to them. And it was in 1995 that I attended a worship conference with a couple pastor friends of mine. And we went to the Vineyard Worship Conference in Anaheim.
Mm.
And that was I clearly remember that after that first day, I was sitting that night in the room I was staying in, and the Lord downloaded, if you will, that first song. And, you know, it was a very special, special moment to think, wow, Lord, you're giving me a mm-hmm. gift right now. And then so I was able to write that down and thought, you know, what's next? And then the journey started.
Getting a song downloaded from the Lord. Wow, what an experience that would be. I mean, but then again, Suzanne, not all of us have been gifted as Tom Lundell has been gifted when it comes to music.
You know, Danny, I'm not going to sing it for you now, But God gave me a song many years ago when I was the superintendent of the Sunday school program. And I just felt we needed a different song. And I too play the piano by ear. And just that night I was praying and I experienced what he did. God just gave me a song, the music, the notes, the words, all at once. That's the only time in my life. But I can relate to what he's talking about. And our listeners are going to have a treat. They're going to get to hear. Not that song, I don't think, but a song from Tom in a few minutes. But that is a tremendous gift. And eggs, bacon, and a song for breakfast. Now, how do you beat that?
LifespringHawaii.org. That's where you can find out more about the ministry of LifeSpring Church, pastors Rob and Michelle Okimura, and worship leader Tom Lundell, LifespringHawaii.org. When we come back from our break, yes, we'll hear Tom sharing the gift of music that the Lord has given to him, that he's been able to pass on to his children. And what a blessing it is. Can you imagine having your father spending the time with you each day?
And Danny,
you?
It was with his two sons. I think that's, I don't know why, to me that's even a little more special.
And the son, the state champ in basketball. I know that means something to you too, Suzanne.
Yes,
Maher.
It does.
When we come back, more from our dear friend Tom Lundell. And I'm grateful that you're joining with us today, and there's more uplift, more encouragement in the Lord Jesus Christ when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, after years of encouragement, Tom Lundell finally felt that it was us time to share one of his songs. And you know, times and seasons, the Lord downloads songs to our hearts, or maybe gives an idea or an impression of perhaps the next season of life. And you know it early on. You have a sense. Others already can tell a change is happening. But the time is not right until the Lord reveals the release. And when that release comes, there's a flow that God gives, because I think, number one, you waited on the Lord. And number two, in that waiting period, there was a cultivation of heart, of spirit, even skill. And often preparing us for those moments, the heart preparation is very important, because God knows what He plans to do with and around us when that time comes. Maybe you're in a season like that. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. This is a pre-recorded interview that Suzanne had with Tom Lundell. And in a moment, we'll go back to it. But let me just give you some information. LifespringHawaii.org. That's how you can hear about LifeSpring Church. It's a church pastor by Pastor Rob and Michelle Okimura. Hope Chapel LifeSpring at LifespringHawaii.org. And now, here's our interview with Tom Lundell.
You know, it was a very special moment to think, wow, Lord, you're giving me a gift right now. And then, so I was able to write that down and thought, you know, what's next? And then the journey started beginning from that point, writing songs to the Lord and having the honor to share a few of those over the years with congregations and friends and different places I've traveled.
Well, I've been blessed to hear your song, First Fruits, and I'm hoping we'll be able to hear it on this program. But tell us a little about the background of that wonderful song.
I was reading Ephesians 47, and it talks about...
Now wait, Ephesians...
47.
4-7?
Oh, did I say...
Thank you.
Start again. Ezekiel 47.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was reading Ezekiel 47, and I was it talks about the fruits being planted by the water, and that those fruits, the fruits come all the time. They come daily. They never fail. That their leaves bring healing. And from that, I started thinking, like, am I supposed to be one of those fruit trees? Am I supposed to be so connected to the Lord and to be used by Him? And so from that study, I was able to, the song came forth, if you will, and I shared it at church, and, you know, it really just seemed to bless the congregation, and that, of course, encouraged me too. And then it was, you know, sometime, so that was written some years ago, and just before my second son was born, literally a week before. And I thought about, you know, that here I was going to become a father now of two, and that I had that season now with just the one. And it's like dedicating, if you will, my children as well. At that time, I'm dedicating them to the Lord. And the song just, you know, for a number of years, was sat on my heart. And I hadn't played or sang it in a while. But encouraged by so many people over the years to say, you know, you need to share your gift more with regards to music. And so I finally got in touch with a gentleman named Emu Agarza. And he helped me put the song in that place where I could, you know, it's recorded now.
Well, did he help you arrange it, would you say?
Yeah, he produced it, you know, in a sense that, you know, he trusted that, you know, I had the song ready to offer and share my ideas behind the song. And then he takes those things and just brings it to life, if you will, you know, as far as his talents in producing and playing instruments. And he offered his voice as well with harmonies, and his wife, Tiffa. And they had a good friend named Rod that also played on there as well.
How can our listeners hear it if they wanted to go online?
Absolutely. You can find the song on some of the popular places now. It would be iTunes and Amazon Music and Google Play.
Oh, good.
Different places like that. Sure, YouTube as well.
First Fruits. By Tom Lundell. Am I saying it correctly?
You are saying it absolutely correctly.
Tom, it honestly sounds like you have lived a very blessed life.
I have.
Many of our listeners have not. Yeah. They are struggling. They have struggled. Many are without hope. What could you share with some of our listeners that might be in that place today of needing hope, needing encouragement?
I would say that there is there's a God who loves them. There's a God who is singing mm-hmm. over them mm-hmm. constantly. And that song that he's singing over them is one that says, I'm here for you. I love you. And my son died for you. And I would want to just to feel that love and encouragement. And I would tell them that, you know, his word is alive.
Mm-hmm.
His spirit desires to commune with you, to be with you. And that he just wants you to know that love that he has for you. And I would want to introduce him to this great and wonderful God.
And how would you do that?
I would probably rely on my gift of song.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my go-to. But I've had friends over the years that say, you know, always have to have a message. You always have to mm-hmm. have something ready to share on your heart. And I would just trust that whoever I was talking to at that moment, because I've had opportunities in the past where the Lord isn't downloading necessarily a song to sing over them, but is just giving me the right words to share. And so for each of those situations, I would just trust that the Lord would just give me those words at that moment, and has. He has given me those words. I remember being on a mission trip in Guatemala and was there with the team. I thought my job was music, so in a sense, I was kind of prepared for anything music. But we were in this, had this opportunity to pray for this congregation, and the main speaker was up there and leading the time, and of course, then many people wanted to come and get prayed for. And I remember just kind of standing off to the side, just in awe of what God was doing. And then I felt a tap on my shoulder, and it was a mom, a little girl. Of course, I could barely speak any Spanish, but I had a few words here and there. Had no interpreter around me.
But you knew that she wanted prayer.
She did. She began to show me what her young daughter was struggling with. She had a rash on the side. And I wanted to so desperately at that moment to say, well, the guy that's really good at this is just a few feet away, and I'm sure he's going to be, but I didn't have those words. And I felt like God gently, so lovingly, said to me at that moment, I'm not bringing her to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing her to me, but I'm using you.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to pray for her. So I just offered up a prayer. And then a few minutes went on, and I remember, I'll never forget the moment. You know, I found my way somewhere else in the auditorium at the time, and all of a sudden this mom and daughter walked up on stage, and they said, we have, you know, basically a big announcement to make that, you know, my daughter is feeling like Jesus has just healed her.
Oh, my goodness.
So talk about encouragement.
Right? Yes.
And so when I think about the moments like that, and there's been others, not, you know, that one certainly stands out in the mind, but there's been others.
Suzanne Maurer, when the Lord prompts us, we better pay attention.
Yes, sir.
We better act on it as the Lord puts an impression on our heart.
Even so if often, it's in another language.
Hey, he'll do things like that. And sometimes we just, well, I don't want to say it so abruptly, but, well, in essence, sometimes we just ignore it because yes. we're too busy or too embarrassed or feel uncomfortable. We think someone may feel an odd way or people might not respond favorably to it.
Danny, may I share something very lovingly? Mm. This is yes. one of the reasons why I have learned it's so important to try and be in the Word of God daily and try and take time with Him daily. Because as we do that, we get to know Him in such a personal way that we know when it's the Lord's prompting. And this, I'm talking over a 40-year period of time mm-hmm. in my lifetime. But I want to encourage our listeners to consider the value of being in the Word daily and really challenging God to help us know Him personally enough to know when that prompting comes.
Well, look, even Tom. As Tom listened to the Lord spoke to him, the Lord encouraged him, and as he ministered, not knowing the full impact of what was going to take place or how profound it would be on the mother and her daughter.
Yes.
But the administration or the ministry of God's power through Tom.
And his obedience.
And that's the thing. My friend, as you listen today, well, we're talking to ourselves too. As
yes.
we speak.
Yes.
Obedience is God's, I think it pleases Him. Just obedience.
Yes.
Oh, how I, Danny, hope to be more obedient. I know that Suzanne feels the same way. But
absolutely.
Well, let's link arms together and determine to be more obedient. And I think in that obedience, it's a quick response to God. You know, sometimes we think too much about things and we psych ourselves out. But a quick response to God as He prompts us. Over time, you really get to know His voice. You know it's the Lord prompting
yes.
you. Then move forward and let the Lord move in and through you and me and Suzanne.
Yes.
When we come back from our break, more from Tom Lundell. And more talk story time, Suzanne and myself. It's been a blessing to be with Tom because, well, to have Tom with us. He has a pastor's heart, you can tell.
And a calmness.
Yeah, it's very soothing, Tom Lundell. And yet, a man of God. You know, it's possible to be strong in the Lord and yet have the tenderness of Christ. What a combination. More from Tom Lundell, sharing heart to heart with us, heart to heart with you. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He has the gift of song. He has the gift of writing music as God downloads songs to him. He has the heart of a pastor. He's a worship leader. I'm speaking about Tom Lundell. Tom Lundell, you can find out more about Tom and the ministry. He has his ministry at Church Hope Chapel Life Spring with pastors Robin Michelle Okimura at lifespringhawaii.org. This is a pre-recorded interview with Tom Lundell. And we've got a couple minutes of this with his time with Suzanne, and then a special song from Tom that will minister to your heart. Here's more with Tom and Suzanne.
And all of a sudden, this mom and daughter walked up on stage, and they said, "We have, you know, basically a big announcement to make that, you know, my daughter is feeling like Jesus has just healed her."
Oh, my goodness.
So talk about encouragement.
Right? Yes.
And so when I think about the moments like that, and there's been others, not, you know, that one certainly stands out in the mind, but there's been others, you know, just on an airplane or getting my car fixed or wherever it might be, you know, you just trust that, you know, you just have the ears to hear, the eyes to see. What the Lord wants to deposit, if you will, into that person's life and use you to do it. But it's the work is His, and I just want to be a willing vessel, and I hope I don't miss opportunities.
Well, but you're living what I would consider an expectant life. You're expecting the Lord to provide these opportunities for you. Mm-hmm. That is encouraging, and it's also challenging. For us to challenge those that know the Lord to live in expectancy of being used to glorify Him. But again, for someone that might be struggling, this woman was really struggling. As we have our closing time, would you be willing to just offer a prayer for any of our listeners that might be struggling? Could we do that?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Father God, I just humbly come before you. And I know your heart is for the lost. Your heart is for the broken. And Lord, it's just with a humble prayer that I lift up those that might be hearing right now, crying out in desperation, saying, I need an answer. And Lord, that they are, I just pray encouragement over them right now. And maybe for the first time in their life, your voice becomes clear. The song that you're singing over them is heard. And that song brings healing, that touches their life, that their spirit right now is filled, and that the song they return to you is one now filled with praise and with hope. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Mahalo. That's beautiful.
A tender heart of Tom Lundell. He talked about the gift of music. He spoke about the songs that the Lord has given him. Here's a song that Tom wrote, the Lord gave to him. And we want to share it with you as a ministry to your heart.
Lord, I give you the first fruits of my heart, and I lay them down on your altar of love. Consume this holy offering with your fire from above. Lord, receive the first fruits of my heart. Lord, let my fruit break the hunger of many. Let my leaves bring healing in this sanctuary, and use them to burn your blaze of redemption, your torches of truth for a lost generation. Lord, let your light shine through me. Lord, let your light shine through me. Jesus, let your light shine through me. Let your light shine. Lord, I give you the first fruits of my heart, and I lay them down on your altar of love. Consume this holy offering with your fire from above. Lord, receive the first fruits of my heart. My leaves will not wither, my fruit will not fail. Every day I will bear it as your waters prevail. Let my heart be the lamp, your love be the fuel, your spirit the fire, fan the flames of renewal. Lord, let your love shine through me. Lord, let your love shine through me. Jesus, let your love shine through me. Let your love shine. Let your light shine through me. Shine your love, set them free. Let your light shine through me. Shine your love, set them free. Let your light shine through me. Shine your love.
I will not.
let your love shine. Lord, let your light shine through me. Shine your love, set the captives free.
Suzanne, thank you for your time that you spent with Tom, because this is indeed inspiring.
Thank you.
Melodious, anointed, and powerful lyrics from Tom Lundell. Tom Lundell serves at LifeSpring, Hope Chapel LifeSpring Church with Pastors Rob and Michelle Okimura. You can check them out there at that website and at Hope Chapel LifeSpring. Tom Lundell, LifespringHawaii.org. My friend, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, even through song. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I really do believe that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with this with your financial support and prayers, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and click Partners. Psalm 149, verse 4. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tom Lundell. Again, lifespringhawaii.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.